Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. And she clears.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarah Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest that you grab all your study tools, your notepads, your iPads, your pens, your pencils, your Bibles, your concordance, all those things that you think that you would need for a great study. As a father has brought another to my mind, and we're going to talk about it. But before then before we get into the lesson, I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we come before thee on this Sabbath day, we thank you for protecting us throughout the course of this day, for this day that you allowed the waters to come down in the form of snow. We thank you for protecting us as we travel throughout this day, through this snowy day. We thank you for all you've done and all you will do. We thank you for protecting us throughout the course of this week. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings that you've bestowed upon us throughout the course of this week. We thank you for the joy that you gave us throughout the course of this week. We thank you for the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights that you allowed us to experience throughout the course of this week. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to know who Yahushua is and how Yahushua is always there with us, assisting us in the ups, the downs, and the turnarounds, showing us your love, granting us his spirit, teaching us to be more like him. We thank you for another opportunity to sup with you on this Sabbath day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath for me. Once again, I'm your host, Yarah Al, Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland, and we're going to be doing, this is the fifth installment of The Choice Is Yours. And this particular lesson is, you know, it's not that long. It's not that long at all. If it go long, that's because the Father wants it to go long. But throughout the course of this week, I was praying and thinking and working, you know, sleeping, you know, all those things that we, you know, we tend to do as we enjoy life or as we experience life. And I think a couple weeks ago or one lesson, we was talking about balance. And in the midst of balances, you know, you got your positive, you got your negative, you got your ups, you got your downs. But, you know, I think I read a scripture that was talking about, don't give me too much, don't give me not enough. And so throughout the course of this week, you know, I didn't have anything. My week wasn't too good. My week wasn't too bad. My week was just a week. And that was the thought pattern that I had throughout the course of the week, was I was in the middle all week long, in the middle. And I was wondering, hey, what am I going to teach about? What am I going to teach about? So today I had an opportunity to hang out with my for my teacher. In the midst of, one of the things that we read in the scripture, it says, to seek the lost and the priest's lips. And throughout the course of the, hanging out with my teacher, I asked him a question. And I asked him, what lies between pleasure and pain? Because, because if you don't have pleasure, you know, the opposite of pleasure is pain. If you don't have pain, the opposite of pain is pleasure. So I asked him, what fell in the middle? And he said, contentment. And I was like, So in the midst of him saying contentment, he used a term that I kind of understood. He used the term baseline. And he said, when you're at your baseline, it's like, it ain't too good, it ain't too bad. You right there in the middle. So in understanding the term baseline, that's one of those terms that, they use in, talk about a person, their baseline is, their mind is not accelerated, it's not decelerated, it's just right there in the middle to get you at an even keel. And they normally use this term when a person is irate, and they try to tell you to get that person down to their baseline. Bring them down, bring them down, bring them down, bring them down, bring them down to the point where they can get to the point where they're willing to listen. So I understood that term. So when he said contentment, I was like, wow, yeah, that's where the lesson going to be at. So I looked the term contentment up. Got two definitions of contentment. And then I went to the scriptures. So I got a couple definitions from the scriptures because they go with scripture. So I'm going to start off with the definition. This comes from the Etymology Dictionary online, and it's contentment. And it says, meaning that happiness which consists in being satisfied with the present conditions. Present conditions. Oh, and before I get into the second definition, this is one of the things that, before I even looked the term up, I said to myself, not too bad, but not too good equals contentment, because it's right there in the middle. Then this definition comes from the Century Dictionary, and it says contentment is a passive satisfaction. It says is passive as far as the term. And it says satisfaction is active. The form is the feeling of one who does not needlessly pine after that the what is beyond his reach, nor fret at the hardship of his condition. Latter describes the mental condition of one who has all his desires and feels pleasure in contemplation of his situation. And then they give an example. It says, a needy man may be content, but can hardly be satisfied. And this is dealing with contentment. So it's understanding that this individual satisfied with his situation on both sides. Both in the active part and the mental part. So now I'm going to read a couple of scriptures in regards to contentment. First scripture we're going to go to is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 through 8. And it reads, remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Let each man give according as he has determined in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. Abba loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to stop here for a minute. Grudgingly. You know, grudgingly, I looked that word up, and it means complaining. Simple and plain. Father don't want anything if you're going to complain about it. Under compulsion, you don't need anybody to coerce you to do it. Your father doesn't want anything that someone coerced you to do or you felt forced to do. As it reads, for Abba loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and Abba is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in everything may abound to every good work. So the Father took me here, letting us know that, you know, if we are doing things properly, we're going to always be satisfied and content with our doing because we understand that the work we put in is the work that we get out. And if we're doing the work because we want to do the work, Abba is definitely going to reward you with the work that you've put in. So if you're walking in this way, and you're walking in this way because you choose to walk in this way, and because you love walking this way, the Father is going to give you your reward. And you're going to be satisfied with what you're getting. But on the flip side, if you're doing it grudgingly and doing it because you've been coerced to do it, yeah, still going to get what you're supposed to get. Why? Because you're doing what the Father wants you to do, but you don't have the right mindset of why you're doing it. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to have the right mindset, and that mindset is love. That love, that mindset is caring. That's the mindset he wants us to have. And when we have that mindset, contentment is okay. Because you know that Abba loves you and that you also love Abba. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. And it reads, godliness with contentment is great gain. And in this scripture, contentment is in your Greek lexicon 841. And that word is autarkia. This particular word, it's a compound word. The first part of the word, atar, means self, and kia means satisfied. So it's like, you know, so give me the definition. So so the definition of this is self-satisfaction, i.e. self-sufficiency. Another definition I'm going to read is from the Health Words Study. And it says, properly, self-sufficient, use of the spirit-filled believer, having all they need within through the indwelling of Messiah. So we have to understand that that brings us a level of contentment when we know that we're filled with the Spirit of Yahushua. Because now we being filled with Yahushua gives us that love. And that love of Yahushua in us, because Yahushua loved his Father and the Father loved him, which creates that level of contentment within us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. And it reads, "Not that I speak because of lack, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." So now this term contentment, content comes from this one is 842. And it reads the definition for this particular word is properly self-sufficient, contained, in the sense of being satisfied because the living Elohim contends living in Elohim contents fullness. This inward sufficiency is valid in low times, suffering, as in high times, temporal prosperity. So this is letting us know, dealing with another form of contentment or being self-sufficient. And the self-sufficient is in both sides, whether it's good or whether it's bad, in whatever situation you're in. And seeing that's what we have to understand about contentment and walking in this way with the Most High. We have to take the, as we learned years ago, or as we understand in the narrative, how they ate from the knowledge, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So we have to take the good with the bad, the bitter with the sweet, and we have to learn from each one of them and be content with the knowledge that we learn from it. Because once we learn from these particular life experiences, we don't necessarily have to go down those roads again, because we've learned what we need to learn from. But if sometimes, we as individuals, if we're not content with our learning, then what we do, we go down that road again. Because we didn't feel as though we got enough good, or we didn't feel as though we got enough bad, or we just didn't learn from the situation in general. Contentment. Understanding that it's okay to be in a state of okayness. To put it like that, From here, we're going to go to Joshua chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 6 through 11. And it reads, "Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face." Oh, let me stop before I get into this one. This particular narrative is in regards to Israel they was in a battle and they lost. And so we're going to get down to a little further down in the scriptures where we have the word content. So it says, "Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before Yahweh's ark until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, 'Alas, Elohim Yahweh, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites, to cause us to perish? I wish that we had been content and lived beyond the Jordan.'" This is the word, content. And that's 2974 in your Hebrew lexicon. And it's Ya'al. And it means to show willingness, be pleased, determined, undertaking to do anything. So over here is talking about, he's asking, you know, he wished that they had been pleased on the other side of the Jordan. Verse 8, O Elohim, what shall I say after Israel has turned their back before their enemies? When he uses the term turned their back on their enemies, what they did, they retreated. You know, because, you know, when you read the narrative of Joshua, you know, they were going forward. They was tearing the fur off of the different nations that they were coming across. Why? Because Yahweh was with them. But in this particular battle, Yahweh wasn't with them. And as a result, they had to turn their backs and retreat. Verse 9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from on the earth. What will you do for your great name? Yahweh said to Joshua, get up. Why have you fallen on your face like that? Israel has sinned. Yes, they have even transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken some of the devoted things and have also stolen and also deceived. They have even put it among their own stuff. It's some more stuff that he read, but I'm stopping right here. And understanding this, as far as contentment, sometimes we as individuals, we take stuff from other nations, from other ways, from other people, from other teachings, and we put it amongst us. We put it amongst Yahweh's learning. We put it amongst Yahweh's people. We share it amongst Yahweh's people as if it's truth. And Yahweh turns his back on us. And people will turn their back on us and make mockery of what we do. Why? Because we're taking on the characteristics of other people or other nations. We're not representing Yahweh like we're supposed to. Because we're stealing other people's stuff and putting it amongst our own. We're deceiving our own selves with the foolishness of the nations. And the Father is turning his back on us. Because we claim, we told him that we would listen to him, we would obey his voice. But we have gathered foolishness from other nations against our Father. In the midst of us calling ourselves being content. In the midst of us saying that we love our Father, that we love our brother, that we love his word. And if you read a little further in this narrative, he tells them, you know, what to do. And eventually, he gets down to one family. Because it was one family that caused Israel to lose this battle. Because they had taken stolen idols from the nations. Taken stuff from the nations and hid it amongst their homes. And that's if you decide to read the rest of the narrative. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 21 to 26. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 21 to 26. Yahweh of armies, the Elohim of Israel, says, all your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings for sacrifices. But this thing I command them, saying, listen to my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, that you may be well with you, that it may be well with you. But they did not listen or turn their ears, but walk in their own counsel and the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backwards. Since the days that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ears, but made their necks stiff. They did worse than their fathers. Father took me to this particular scripture. Why? Because Israel is doing the same exact thing to this day. Not listening. Getting caught up in all these other things, these burnt offerings, these sacrifices. They're getting caught up in these things, and the scripture says, you know, the prophet is letting us know that's not what the fathers did. He didn't send them out of Egypt with these offerings, separating us from the world system with offerings. He didn't require those things. He just requires us to listen to his voice. And who is his voice? We've learned that time and time again. He says, believe in Yahweh, and you shall be established. I mean, I think I need to look it up, because I just drew a blank. Okay, here you go. Believe in Yahweh, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. That's his voice. His voice is his prophets. And we just read in a little further down in the scripture, verse 25. It says, since the days of your fathers coming out of the land of Egypt to this day, I sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ears, but made their necks stiff. They did worse than their fathers. So when I read this now, we're doing worse than our fathers. We're doing worse than our forefathers. And he's constantly sending his prophets to tell us. As the scripture said, should I hide anything from my servants, the prophets? He lets the prophets know what he's going to do so that they can tell the people what's coming down. But it's up to the people to choose to listen to what the prophets have to say. And make a choice. Not listen to the whispers that they have in their minds. Because if the whispers that they're hearing in their minds is going contrary to what the words say, then you know it's not of the Father. You know it's not of the Son. Because as the scripture said, a divided household will not stand. So if your thoughts are not going with the thoughts of the Most High, your thoughts will not stand. Contentment. Understanding that Yahweh is all we need. Yahushua is all we need. Abba is all we need. What Yahushua said, anything we ask Abba in his name, if it be according to his will, we will get it. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and Yahweh's glory has risen on you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But Yahweh will arise on you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Yisrael, what is that light that is rising in ye? That light is Yahushua. That spirit that he sends back to be on ye. And that spirit should be enough for you and me. Because one of the things that he said, Chris is finally going to say it. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to read it. John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. Most certainly I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And he will do greater works than these, because I am going to my Father. You must understand this, family and friends and listening audience. That light of Yahushua that dwells within us is going to assist us in doing a greater work in this world. But we have to incline our ears to hear what the prophets have to say. We have to listen and do. We can't be like our forefathers, but we got to start trying to bend our necks, stretch our necks out. Work our necks so that we can hear and obey and allow that light of Yahushua that dwells within us to shine brightly into these greater works that he has told us that we're going to do. And those greater works are going to be told to us by his prophets, the men that he has chosen. Because as we read in the scripture, Yahushua chose us, not us choosing him. So we can't counsel ourselves on what Yahushua want us to do. We have to listen to the man that he has chosen to lead and guide us, to counsel us. Like today, Spirit led me to go ask the prophet, the teacher, what should I teach today? And in the midst of our conversation, contentment came up. Contentment. So that's what Father put on me to put on you all today. Reflect on your life and see if you're content and what the Father has led your life to be up until this point. Or are we still constantly comparing our life with someone else? So we constantly, as I say, you know, my self-defeating mood, my woe is me moments, I must be honest, I haven't gotten in those woe is me moments in the past few months, and I'm thankful. Because I guess I'm looking at life a little differently as I reflect throughout these winter months. realizing it's not about me. It's about the Father. It's about Yahushua. For as there's a song that's out there, the God in me. We have to realize that also, that Abba dwells within us through his son, Yahushua. We have the mighty one of all things dwelling in us through Yahushua. That's if you believe that. That's if you choose to understand that. If you choose to incline your ear and hear what the prophet is telling us, because that's what the prophet is telling us in various ways, he's telling us that the mighty one of the heaven and earth and all things in between dwells within us. As the scriptures say, he's close at hand. He's right there with us. He helps and lead and guide us. That's how close he is. But like we've learned many times, he doesn't force us to do anything. Nah, he doesn't. He gives us choice. And that's what this series has been about, choice. Choosing. Choosing to be content with the God that dwells within you. To love in him so that he can reciprocate his love to you and so that you can reciprocate that love to someone else so that they too can experience the God in you. And recognize that they have that same God in them. So friends, family, listening audience, John chapter 14, verse 12 was my last scripture. And I'm going to go back to the beginning. Not too bad, not too good. Equals contentment. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father, for all you've done in my life and in the life of Israel and all those that are listening. So, Father, we ask for you to continue to open our minds, open our ears to hear what you're telling us, to cleave to your truth, to cleave to your son, Yahushua, not just in word, but indeed also. But James said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith through works. We have to have faith in what Yahushua has done. We have to believe what Yahushua has done. Understand that he is preparing a place for us right now so that we can dwell with him in Abba. Right now, we have to be content. And through that love, that godliness that dwells within us, being content, that godliness, being content with the joy of knowing who Abba is, and knowing that word, or knowing Yahushua. We have to be content with that and operate our lives in that state. Yes, it gets rough. But it pans out. And it gets rough again. And it pans out. But everyone's situation is not the same. Everybody's journey is not the same. But Abba's love for us is what it is. Yahushua's love for us is what it is. And the more we experience their love, the more content we become. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together on this Sabbath day to give you praise and give you honor. It's through your will only, that we can achieve. Father, we thank you for bringing us to this Sabbath day. We thank you for protecting us throughout the course of the week, giving us our health and our strength, giving us our desire to seek you while you can be found. Thank you, Father. We thank you for touching our friends and family throughout the course of this week that was ailing, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and giving them that desired rest and that needed healing. Thank you, Father, once again for choosing us to walk in your ways and walk in your truth. Thank you once again for sending your son, Yahushua, to this world to lay his life down for us so that we can have an opportunity to make it into your sheepfold, to make it into your kingdom. We thank you, Father, for your tender mercies and loving kindness. We ask of thee to protect us throughout the course of this night as we prepare to slumber. May we stand on your word in our conscious mind as well as our unconscious mind, being equipped with the full armor of Yahushua and demonstrating the full character of Yahushua, which is the fruit of thy spirit. We thank you once again, Abba, for your loving kindness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom. May you all have a peaceful and restful slumber. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
This is the record called The Source, people.
The Source. All right.
Follow the healer. tonight. Just close your eyes and listen. There will be a messenger to help you find your faith. He can give you everything. He's never far away. When the world you see outside is hurting you within, he can cure a broken heart. Just ask him to begin. If you don't know how to pray, or what you should pray for, give him what the world cannot restore. Follow the answer, follow the healer, follow the one that sends an answer to a prayer. Oh, he's the answer, he's the leader, he's the one to run to. The one that sends an answer to all prayer. Oh, he's the answer, he's the leader, he's the one to run to, he's the one to run to.
Time. I got a peace of mind. Cause it's smooth sailing, any other way. God tell you something. They say it's a blessing to be living on the earth today, in a time when the Son of God is here. It's a blessing to know that He is the Son of God, that He's here to rid the earth of all of this killing and stealing and all of this drugs and all these crazy things that's going on today. You know what I'm saying? No more a word about losing out the time. Cause you see, God, Yahweh is here now. And there is no doubt that it's smooth sailing. Oh, yeah. In Yahweh. Wanna tell you something? This time I'm gonna live a good life. And all I got to do is keep on being nice. I no longer can people treat me cold as ice. Cause my whole life depends on keeping God at night. No more or will I be a hell's child. Cause you see, God, Yahweh is gonna be here for a long, 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 long while. Smooth sailing in Yahweh. One more thing to tell. No longer can the people put me down. Cause the glory of Yahweh has put my feet way up off the ground. Smooth, smooth, smooth sailing. I'm dead. Once again, I'd like to testify to you that Yahweh really is God, and that it's a blessing to be here in the time when you get to see God put the devil down on his knees. I remember all the prophets wanted to be here at this time because they knew it was going to be a great, great, wonderful day. I want to tell you that it's smooth, sailing. In Yahweh. Well, I want to testify to the whole wide world, that I sure enough love Yahweh. Well, all right, I want to tell you that it's smooth, smooth, early in the morning, late in the evening, into the midnight hour. That it's smooth sailing in Yahweh.
You are the sun on a cloudy day. You are the rainbow after a sweet cool rain. Can't believe all the joy you bring. You are the very reason why I sing. You mean the world to me. You're the very air I breathe. And you see the best in me. For that I'm grateful. You are my light when I can't see. You're my strength when I. Everything I need, for that I'm grateful. When I feel lost, you help me find my way. After the darkest night, you are the light of day. When I am down, you find the perfect words to say. You are the voice of me. Grateful.
God is real. All of this is not by chance. I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance. satisfaction of the deepest of the deep of the great blue wide. It brought a tear to my eye. And how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. How I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. How I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance. How I know that God is real. We're made of the same stuff as the moon and stars, the ocean, salt water, just like my tears are. You feel me, the sun rises and sets every day without fail. How I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. How I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance. This is not by chance. Now I know that God is real.
My Father, I'm grateful that you call me your own. Imperfect, I've tried and tried to do it alone. Yeah, yeah. But I'll never stop chasing after you. Oh, nah, yeah. But as long as the sun rises, I'll keep on running, running. You have the final word. All I see is you, yeah. You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah. You came and wrapped me in your arms. You wrapped me in your warm embrace. When the storms keep raging on, I close my eyes, cause that's the way I can hear your voice. And I shut my mind from all the troubles that just may come, yeah. And I trust your word, cause that's the way I keep holding on and on. Oh,
but as long as the sun rises,
long as the sun rises,
I'll keep on running, running.
You have the final word.
Oh,
all I see is you, yeah. You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah. You came and wrapped me in your arms. You wrapped me in your warm embrace.
I don't have to cry no more. Don't have to cry no more. You've made me whole again. You've made me whole again. I don't have to cry no more. Don't have to cry. You wrapped me in your arms. Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms, wrapped me in your warm embrace.
All I see is you, oh God, only you.
You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms.
Cry no more, don't have to cry no more.